Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. Our saint of the day for this September 17th is Saint Robert Bellarmine. He is one of the patron saints of catechists and catechumens. Bellarmine entered the Society of Jesus in 1560. After studying in Italy at Rome, Mondovi, and Padua, he was sent to Leuven in the Spanish Netherlands, where he was ordained in 1570 and began to teach theology. Although Robert was named a cardinal in 1598 by Pope Clement VIII, he always led a humble and caring life. He always taught that the most important truth of our faith is our belief in the real person of Jesus, God's only Son, who died and rose from the dead to save us from sin and death. Bellarmine declared that according to our doctrine, the one and true church is the assembly of men, bound together by the profession of the same Christian faith and by the communion of the same sacraments under the rule of legitimate pastors and in particular of the one vicar of Christ. Robert Bellarmine once said, "The fact that there is a pope, a power in regard of temporal affairs is not a matter of opinion but of certainty among Catholics, although there is no lack of dispute over what kind of manner of power it is." When Robert Bellarmine was ordained in 1570, the study of church history and the fathers of the church was in a sad state of neglect. A promising scholar from his youth in Tuscany, he devoted his energy to these two subjects as well as to scripture in order to systemize church doctrine against attacks. His most famous work is the three-volume Disputations on the Controversies of the Christian Faith. Particularly noteworthy are the sections on the temporal power of the Pope and the role of the laity. Bellarmine incurred the anger of monarchists in England and France by showing the divine right of kings theory untenable. He developed the theory of the indirect power of the Pope in temporal affairs. Although he was defending the Pope against the Scottish philosopher Berkeley, he also incurred the ire of Pope Sixtus V. Bellarmine was made a cardinal by Pope Clement VIII on the grounds that he had not his equal for learning. He limited his household expenses to what was barely essential, eating only the food available to the poor. He was known to have ransomed a soldier who had deserted from the army, and he used the hangings of his room to clothe poor, people, remarking, "The walls won't catch cold." Among many activities, Bellarmine became theologian to Pope Clement VIII, preparing two catechisms which have had great influence in the church. The last major controversy of Bellarmine's life came in 1616, when he had to admonish his friend Galileo, whom he admired. He delivered the admonition on behalf of the Holy Office, which had decided that the heliocentric theory of Copernicus was contrary to Scripture. The admonition amounted to a caution against putting forward, other than as a hypothesis, theories not yet fully proven. This shows that saints are not infallible. Robert Bellarmine died on September 17, 1621. The process for his canonization was begun in 1627, but was delayed until 1930 for political reasons, stemming from his writings. In 1930, Pope Pius XI canonized him, and the next year he declared him a doctor of the Church. The renewal in the Church sought by Vatican II was difficult for many Catholics. In the course of change, many felt a lack of firm guidance from those in authority. They yearned for the stone columns of orthodoxy and an iron command with clearly defined lines of authority. Vatican II assures us that the Church in the modern world, there are many realities which do not change and which have their ultimate foundation of Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that is our saint of the day, St. Robert Bellarmine, September 17th.
Thank you, Michael. And the sneak peek for tomorrow will be St. Joseph of Cupertino, and he is a powerful story as well. Thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And so tomorrow, sneak peek is St. Joseph of Cupertino. And so now at this time, we will begin our prayer for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And today's prayer for priests is coming from Pope Benedict XVI. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal high priest, you offered yourself to the Father on the altar of the cross, and through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, gave your priestly people a share in your redeeming sacrifice. Hear our prayer for the sanctification of our priests. Grant that all who are ordained to the ministerial priesthood may be ever more conformed to you, the Divine Master. May they preach the gospel with pure heart and clear conscience. Let them be shepherds according to your own heart, single-minded in service to you and to the church, and shining examples of a holy, simple, and joyful life. Through the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary, your mother and ours, draw all priests and the flocks entrusted to their care to the fullness of eternal life, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And our prayer for priests today is coming from Pope Benedict XVI. And this is so important for us. The Catholic priest, always at our side when we fall. So it's important to go to confession often. Go to confession. And St. John Vianney, he's the patron saint of priests. He said that when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. St. John Vianney also said, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you are tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. That's a good reason to be praying the rosary. Definitely. O Jesus, our great high priest, hear my humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, and a burning love, which will ever increase in the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrows, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified, and show them that they are needed by the church. They are needed by souls. They are needed for the work of redemption. And so we pray for our families. We pray for marriages, that they be holy in your sight, Lord. And we pray for children. We definitely pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Oh God, you protect those who love, who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. O God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica, Saint Anthony, and all you heavenly saints, all of you, pray for us and pray for children. And pray for those who are in most need of mercy. We pray for Pope Francis, and we pray for all the clergy around the world today. We pray for those who are held bound by addictions. We pray for deliverance for those who are suffering from addictions. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. And thank you for listening and hearing our prayers. Thank you, Lord, as we move into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to What do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And at this time, we will pray, Stand in the Gap, for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what you are, that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling. Amen. And dear Lord, I humbly ask you to pray, to hear this prayer for the soul of my loved ones. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins they have committed that may be weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. Lord, God above, we, your humble children, kneel before you today in reverence. We know you're the greatest and you're the King of all kings. So we pray to you we lift our hearts and soul to that, so that we may cast away our sorrow. O Lord, give us the strength to surpass this situation. No one dies without your say-so, and thus we rejoice over this triumph, and we pray you be with our deceased loved ones. We thank you for the answered prayer, and in Jesus' name, amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God alone. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for us, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. May he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And so we pray for those who have recently passed. And now we pray for the prodigals. Lord, we lift up our prodigals. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans and police officers. And we pray for our EMTs. We pray for our nurses and doctors. We pray for those who serve. And we pray for America. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Lord, be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner. We pray for those who are in prison. May they be, and their families, may they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals. We pray for those who are ill, who have been diagnosed with all kinds of diseases, from cancers, heart disease. We pray for healing, Lord. We pray that the hospital environment would be according to your will, Lord, a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. Pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And we pray for all the needs that people call for and ask for.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And again, we encourage you to pray the rosary, and to go to Mass, and to receive the Eucharist, and receive the sacraments, go to confession often, and praise His holy name.
Thank you.
and God bless you all, and praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your love and for dying on the cross for us, for salvation. Thank you, Lord.